Are you ready for this review? I don't think so. There are two. I have never been a big fan of the Sand Saga Dune. I have said it before. I go for episodic stories over epic ones every time. Dune seemed so drawn out, but my wife is a big fan of the books, so off we go to see the second installment of what I'm guessing will be a trilogy. Just for kicks, we picked the 4DX theater to see it. I mean, what's the big deal, right? Isn't that a little like an amusement park ride? They missed you, the chair vibrates, little puffs of air poof on you. I went once to one of these theaters maybe 15 years ago. How much has changed? $25 for a ticket? Wow, that seems extreme. Still, I'm committed to go now, so let's do it. Oh my word, stop this ride, I want to get off. There was a trailer for the sequel to Twister, and I was practically thrown out of my seat. The chair vibrates, sure, but it also swirls around like a roller coaster. Enough! But after I settle in, I wouldn't have been more interested in this film if it wasn't for being tossed around the whole time. Fights, or sandworms, or even just looking over the horizon is more interesting when your chair is moving along with you, especially as you rise above the hill to look out into the distance. Very, very cool. The movie? Oh, come on, you know it. Sandworms and sand dunes and, I don't know, sand all over the place. Sand people fighting in the sand. I mean, you get it, right? Okay. My wife let me know that this version of the movie is much closer to the book series. I guess that's why it's so epic. And you know how I feel about epic. Emma Stone won Best Actress for Oscar this year for her work in Poor Things. You are not ready for this movie. Read more about it. I'm not going to be enough here to read. It's as artsy as it is allegory. Big praise for its story. I mean, call it Frankenstein meets 9.5 weeks. I don't know how else to explain it. But be ready for it. There's a lot of sex and glorious cinematography. The art direction is otherworldly for sure. So enjoy if you dare. So one of the more dope indie films to feed Hollywood glitz machine from this year's Oscar is my favorite, Godzilla Minus One. It beat out Tom Cruise and Mission Impossible 7 for best visual effects. Honestly, should have won for best story too. I don't care if you're not, quote, into Godzilla, unquote, see this movie. You still need to catch it in theaters. It's fantastic. Anyway, give me your feedback about these two films or any other film, even Godzilla. Email flixyoumissed@gmail.com, FLIXYOUMISSED@gmail.com.